You may see. You're all going to go to hell.
Hallelujah.
If you don't start dealing with your iniquity.
Hallelujah.
That's all it's to it.
Glory. Glory.
Your big eye.
Glory.
Start it right next to the throne.
Hallelujah.
It's not going to go back there again.
Glory.
Moved right in right there.
Glory.
You're not talking about me, are you, brother?
Hallelujah. Glory. Hallelujah.
You know, this house amazes me. Far beyond anything I could ever comprehend. We always believe the word of God is for somebody else. And if I give you a for instance, your big eye comes out again.
Glory. Hallelujah. Glory God.
You can't say like Paul.
Glory.
Yet not I.
Glory. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Glory. Glory, glory.
And I come across the pathway.
Hallelujah.
God gave me another scripture.
Oh, yes, Lord.
Now, it's permitted that woman, Jezebel.
Hallelujah.
And run off on your damn Jenkins. He's not talking about Rose.
Hallelujah.
Or my wife.
Hallelujah.
He's talking about a spirit.
Yes, Lord. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Glory.
Now, all you got to do is go back and study Jezebel.
Glory.
She was very possessive.
Hallelujah.
Very defiant. Very selfish.
Yes, Lord.
And you have prevented that woman, Jezebel, iniquity.
Glory.
Now, she comes this forefront again.
Oh,
see it?
Glory.
You folk think it's something. I feel the anger of God.
Glory. Yes, yes, Lord. Yes, 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 Lord.
I don't like the word feeling, but...
Yes, Lord. Hallelujah.
Lovers of their own self. Proud. You do something that's right, which is your reasonable service,
amen.
And you want a pat on the back.
My God. Oh,
it's working right now again, isn't it? Feeling sorry for yourself.
Hallelujah.
Oh, God. Now, if I was using the wisdom of this world, I wouldn't talk like this.
All right. Hallelujah. Yes, Lord.
See, we've done this in the church world. We read about all the things that God hates. And we think he's talking about somebody else.
Oh, my Lord.
Here we know. When he woke me up during the night, he kept telling me, I hate iniquity.
Yes,
I hate it.
Yes, God.
I hate it.
Yes, God.
And of course, you know, he ain't talking to me, are you, Lord? He's going to talk possession to you.
God. Uh-huh.
And you, I can say what you're going to do. We've done it so many times. We think it's our inheritance. We justify ourselves.
Amen.
We commend ourselves. Look at the recognition. Look at the recognition in your eyes. Look. Commend. Recommend. And it's the same old story. Every one of you sitting right there, right now, feel the conviction of the Holy Ghost.
Hallelujah.
But you can't change now.
Glory, yes, Lord God.
And God's been so good to you and me.
Yes, God.
He kept us from the religious world, or he brought us out of it.
Yes.
I'm not sure he kept us from it. Because
okay.
We brought too much of it with us. I'm rich.
God.
I'm saved.
Thank you, Almighty God.
I'm sanctified.
Oh.
I'm separate from the world. What else do I need? What lack I yet? And see how you respond?
Amen.
Just look right at you. You've never received that from me. The Laodicean Church. You've never received from me that you and I are the Laodicean Church.
Amen.
You've never received that.
Okay.
Go think of somebody else. I said you have never.
Amen.
Go to hell, Jezebel.
Yes. Glory.
That can't be us.
Hallelujah.
The Laodicean Church.
Yes, God.
That can't be us.
Yes, God. Oh, yes, God.
We're abominable in our prayer.
Oh, God.
Yes, I've been faithful with you. Best I knew how. When I would even tell you, even your prayers, even your prayers, even your prayers. We're in a time of abomination. See how he responded? Huh? God is angry with the wicked every day. That's the folk down the street. Among my people are, thou hast permitted that wicked woman, Jezebel, that spirit of the world, that spirit of iniquity, who always puts itself first, always, always. And they're very, oh, it's me, oh Lord. I think it's been at least 20 times, maybe more, that I say to you about something you were falling short on. And you'd say, help me, Jesus. And I kicked that every time, didn't I? Help me, Jesus. Help me, Lord. And I'd say to you, it is helping you. Use that for a little softening the blow.
Thank you, Jesus.
I feel so comfortable. Thou knowest not, oh wretched man, that I am.
Yes, God.
Says nothing like any.
Yes, Lord. Precious.
I'm here, blessed there, are you?
Well, yes, Lord.
Are you here?
Oh, true, God.
Out here. Together again. Tell me, when are we truly together? Any subject I bring up, you can't get unity. Because iniquity plays a part. I did it my way. And we don't care about how much our way interferes with God's way.
Amen. Hallelujah.
See, I am preaching as weary as I am. I wish I could drop dead right here. Yeah, I mean that. For me to live, I have no other reason. But I've got to deal with Jezebel.
Yes.
Iniquity. Yours.
Amen.
Mine.
Yes, Lord. Father, yes, God, yes, yes.
I think it was several times this week. And I don't care whether you say yes or no. If I say it, it's been done. Yeah, well, who do you think you are? Who the hell cares what you think I am? You care so much about the way people think about you, don't you? Don't you? Don't you? But what thinks he? Oh, he don't play in the picture. He has nothing to do with our living. It's me. I'm rich. I'm increased with good. And I have need of nothing. What's nothing? Hey, you won't answer me. You're nothing. Paul said, I am nothing. Until you become nothing, he means nothing. When you become nothing, he means everything. Let us get to. I interposed in prayer this morning. I didn't do a good job, though, because God wanted me to let you folk know. You, not the ones out there. You, how angry he is with us. Iniquity is something you are permitting. Thou hast permitted. See, I let a lot of folk get by. Because if I talk in general, and if I pick out any one thing that I speak about today, somebody will get upset.
Thank you, Lord.
Whether you like it or not, is it I, Lord?
Yes, Lord.
Is it I?
Yes, Lord.
Is it I?
Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord.
Is it I, Lord?
Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord.
How many times have I struggled in the dining hall? And then when I get finished, I'll say, look at that out there. Christ coming. All things continue as they were. Ever since Rick fell asleep, ever since Dave Murata fell asleep, ever since Sister Margaret fell asleep, ever since Sister Wynne fell asleep. What did I tell you about Sister Wynne? What did I tell you about Sister Wynne? What did the Bible tell you about tribulation? We're not there yet, are we? See, that's why your iniquity is with you. Because you're in tribulation. and your faith is not working. And faith without works is a lie. How many times have we stood out? We are something else. We really are. How dramatic. Jesus ministered 3.5 years. He was a captive. He was a bond servant. Go ahead. Harden up. And I told you at least 100 times. I told you. Remember you not? I told you these things. Understanding?
Hallelujah.
Which one do you understand why I'm talking to you like this? What do we need to understand? What the will of the... Hey, you should... What is that? What is the will of the Lord? This is the will of God. Even your sanctification. And Jesus Christ, in order that he might sanctify the people, went without the camp, died on the cross, laid down his life, surrendered his iniquity, gave us an example, humiliated, bruised, he was wounded, and we keep right on wounding him. Wounded in the house of his friends.
Thank you, Lord.
Not so, Lord.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you. Thank you, Lord. Thank you. Thank you.
Simon, get behind me. Here's what you're doing. I'm sorry.
Thank you, Jesus.
You know, if this would have happened back during the Philadelphia church days, you know where you would be right now?
Thank you.
But my back hurts.
Thank you.
I'm comfortable. I didn't joke with you about that. God said, my spirit, help me, Jesus. She said, no, I'm not going to do it. She said, you know where help is? At the cross.
Thank you.
We'll grin. We'll take it lightly. And we dealt with that. We have dealt with that. Heard what?
They had made light of it.
How are you doing? And when they had made light of it, what did they make light of? What did they make light of? He said his son.
Yes.
The son was the son of man. Still is. Make light of it, fool.
Yes.
Keep on looking so sanctimonious.
Lord.
You got it wrong, Master. I think you'll find the words in last of all.
Okay.
You ought to look at your faces. I tried to say it many times. One of the first things God told me, don't be afraid of their faces. And I also told you how I questioned him on that. I said, why should I have to be afraid of the faces of God's people? Look at them. Look at that face. Look. Just look at it. Look at it. Who's going to read that story for me? And Jesus answered a lot of questions, huh? 4 questions this morning? Huh? All right. Are you folk listening? The kingdom of heaven. It's a hand. So here's how you know what it'll be like. See, not a one of you will put your head down and say, my God, the way this man talks. I want you to know that's God's expertise. He's talking. And God said. And God said. Don't you know that's his strength? Don't you know that's his identification? I know it. This is what you do with it. Read. Anybody know who that king is? A certain king.
Yes.
Not just any king.
No, hallelujah.
A certain king.
Yes, Lord.
To one who become king of kings.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Royalty.
Yes, Lord. Hallelujah.
His royal blood.
Hallelujah.
Royalty.
Hallelujah.
Somebody. Or you're going to get mad. You're going to pull back and meow, 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 meow.
Hallelujah.
Read.
And sent forth his servants.
Now I told you who they were. The prophets.
Amen.
When they asked Jesus about eternal life, he said, they have Moses. They have Moses. They have Moses and the prophets. If they don't believe them, they're not going to believe on the Son of God himself. Don't say that, brother. Professing himself be wise. Wisdom of itself is not knowledge. See how he responds? Wisdom of itself is not knowledge. Twice. Wisdom, the world has wisdom. And the world, by wisdom, knew not God. Read it. Read it. You know that you got no Bible? Prove me right or wrong, Curtis. Good. The world by wisdom. The world's got a lot of wisdom. They can tell you how to make the lights work.
Amen.
How to go to the moon. Tell you what's wrong with your heart.
Amen.
You got a lot of wisdom. They're ever learning. Read. Oh my God, no. Every time I read that, I tremble. And they would not come. 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 A lot of folk would like to come to the proposed gathering here next week. Sure wish I could be there. How long have you been talking about it? How long have you heard about Jesus coming? Sure hope I could be there. Don't like me, do you? I know that. I was told. And boy, do I. I remember talking about when love turns into hate. And they would not come. Read. Again. He sent forth his apostles. Other servants. And remember, these are being sent to his people. Remember? The prophet who sent to God's people. Somebody say amen to me. You damn starter. I came in this place some time ago. And I was coming back from upper room. And I remember walking through the door of the dining hall. Oh, I'm here. I remember. And the wickedness of man is so great in all the land. God said, I'm done with it. I'm going to destroy him. Oh, God wouldn't do that. I just left the upper room. I was coming through Tennessee on the interstate. I paid for that disobedience. Every time I disobey what the Spirit tells me to do, there's a just recompense. Now what God told me after I left the upper room, he said, you go no longer into the highways and hedges, but only go to the lost sheep. Where's Brother Baker? Where is that bunch? Where are they? They're not lost sheep. I'd be going to them. So how did God fix it? How did he fix it so I go only to the lost sheep? No, not you. Not you, Timothy. You're not lost. You know what you're doing. Not you. Nah, not you. You know what you're doing. Not you. You know. Go only. Only. To the lost. And for 3.5 years, just like Jesus was confined to ministering to his own, he spent 3.5 years. And he said, How often I would have gathered you. But, oh my God, no. No. Come on, God, you got that wrong. You ain't right with that, Lord. And they began to make excuses. I hear a baby crying. All the weeping and the wailing. And they hid him because he wouldn't take up their cause. The reason I can't make it, hated him without a cause. And then back to Macville, or Victory, or Straightway, or to Arkansas, since God saw to it. He put Jesus on the cross,
hallelujah!
And God saw to it. And he was nailed for his own. Boy, you're haughty. You're arrogant. You're proud. But out here, are you? Are you really here? About 8:45. I was still in bed. I forgot today was Sabbath. Because the anger of God, he even angered the way we treated Sabbath. Anybody know who our Sabbath is? Look, the Lord's our Sabbath. He's your rest. Hey! Get the Lord going, God! Let him have it! Let him have it, God! Chastisement's not enough. Pastor, don't you know what I'm going through right now? See why I won't let you testify? Huh? If you testify, it's those that are going through. I'll pay the price. As Christ suffered in the flesh, a real, live prophet. Can anybody tell me what it is that's motivating me right today?
Anger.
Anger. God's anger. Anger. And God is angry! And God is! Not was, not will be, because God never was, and he never will be. He has always been, is. God is! Not now. Read. Tell them which are bidden. I sent you an invitation. I brought you the message by special delivery. They won't budge. They just sit there. You elder brothers. You ain't killed no fatty cat for me. I never even left home. I stayed with him. Diligently work for you. This brother of mine, and delivered unto him the portion of his goods. See, you won't even respond. You won't even respond to the very word of God. You know why? Because you don't understand it. See? And he did what you do. He wasted it. In selfish living, in banqueting, in dancing, in shopping. He wasted the opportunities, the responsibilities. He wasted them and spent all. Why won't you folk respond to the word of God? Why are you just sitting there like that? Thank God he finally came to himself. What am I doing? Feeding the pigs. What am I feeding my beastly nature with? And see, you're so hearty. And so you say, wow, did you hear that? No, you didn't. I couldn't have expected you to cry out, could I? Could I? To lead them. As much as you do to the last of my prophets. Yeah. God bless you.
I just want to praise the Lord.
And you go forth weeping. Shall doubtless. And Jesus wept. And doubtless. To be like Jesus.
Yes, Lord.
All through my strength.
Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Jesus.
Glory.
to enter in at the straight gate. For many shall seek to enter and shall not be able. My spirit will not always strive. You should have striven when I told you to. Then I would have helped you. Come on down, haughty ones. Come on down. Come on down, Zacchaeus. Why? For today is salvation. Come to your house. Come on down. I'm telling you, pity me looks don't work. I'm telling you. I'm telling you. You're not going to shake me with them. Huh? You are blessed like no other people on the face of this earth. Is he satisfied? But look at all I do. The hell with what you do. That won't satisfy him. And every time when I'm doing this, I'll say now, if you think that I deliberately picked you out to say this, you're right. I'm talking to you. You know how angry God's going to be? Depart from me! Lord, Lord, open out to us! And as they went to buy, they got it! And they came back. Why are you... See, you're doing it again. You're sitting right there, and as they went to buy, well, we left all to follow you. You have? See, the word of God is none effectual. Even though God told us the only way we're going to live is by every. Man does not live by bread alone, but by every. Speak the word only. That's all I ever do. Have to go by Bible. Don't even have it with me. And that because it's easy. Among you people. Are you finished reading that, brother? Read. All things are now ready.
My Lord.
How come you're not ready?
All things are ready. Come to the marriage.
Come to the judgment seat.
Oh, Jesus. Make light of it. Your ways.
Who made you the judge?
All that.
And they what?
Make light of it.
Watch how quick some of you go flying out that door from this judgment seat.
All that. My Lord God. All that.
If Jesus was here, we'd do that.
Oh, Jesus.
Try to get away from him. Of God, the body of Christ?
My Lord.
Sure you would.
Oh.
First, a little at a time, then a little bit more, then a little bit more, then a little bit further away.
Oh, God.
First you start drifting, then pretty soon you get your rowboat, then your sailboat, then your motorboat. And you see, I have nothing today to justify me doing this.
My Lord, God.
Good day.
Oh, Jesus.
And if therefore we'll not watch, we're not looking for the day now. We're looking for the hour.
Hallelujah.
I wish I had a mirror. I'd have polished it up this morning. Cleaned up real good so you can see. But you have eyes and they see not. Any more to it?
One to his farm, another to his merchandise. The remnant took his spitefully. Thereof he was wroth. His armies and his converters, his servants.
Oh, that.
The wedding is ready. But not worthy. Go ye therefore to the highways, as many as ye shall find the marriage. Out to the highways and gather together all, as many as they found, bad and good. Yes. Yes. Oh. You saw there a man which had not on a wedding.
How'd you get in there? How'd you get in there? That's that flamboyant time of open rebellion. And here you are. How'd you get in here? How'd you get back in here? I thought you'd be glad to see me. Like this? How'd you get in here?
Oh, God.
How in the world did you get in here? Y'all know what the wedding garment is. The righteousness of Christ.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
I don't care about your righteousness. It's not by any. Any! Somebody! Somebody knows I know it's the blood! That's all it gets out of it. I know it's the blood. You got a chance? That go right to that microphone. It heard all over the world.
Glory!
Hallelujah!
Thank the Lord.
You wonder why God's angry. Took me 3 times to get you to do it. 3 times. 3 times. Simon? Lois, tell me. 3 times.
Hallelujah. Glory.
What the hell was I doing? Huh? Well, I'm just doing what I told you. There are 3 things that I am going to do with you in spite of you. What are you trying to tell me, Lord? I have made up my mind. You're my servant. And I ain't going to change my mind. He's made up his mind. Behold, you're my children. You still want to fight? They don't, yeah.
Thank you.
As you've ever yielded your members as servants of rebellion,
hallelujah.
Now you're yielding as servants of submission. Come on. If you ever had on a hard face in a rebellion, put on a happy face. Your self-pity doesn't work. Isn't that something? Somebody keeps right on pitying yourself. Right when I'm talking to you. This is it. When you pity yourself, you hinder God from pitying you. Did you know that God said he would pity you? Did you know he said, I'll be sorry for you? And all you got to do is be grateful. Oh, they don't know God. They just don't know. This is the last time. So what's going to happen? There are 3 things. Not a one of you are around. Not a one of you help bring them about. And this last thing, you're not going to help. No, you're not. In fact, you'd be more of a hindrance than a help. Not too many folk want to help God be God, do you?
Oh, my
Lord. He don't need it. He says, I need it. If you won't let me save you, then I'm not God.
My Lord, hallelujah.
If you won't let me forgive you of your sins,
hallelujah. Glory.
Then I'm not God. Let go.
Hallelujah.
And let God be God.
Hallelujah. Glory. 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 Glory.
Now, if I stop right now and ask you where I'm going, you wouldn't know. Although I just gave you a hint. What do we lack? Understanding of time.
Yes, Lord.
Daniel said, I understood by reading the book. What did you understand, Daniel? Time.
Yes, Lord. Glory.
Does it move you?
Glory.
And he looks on them with anger. Said, you suffer them little children. You get that little child spirit on you. You become converted.
Yes, Lord.
You get like that little child.
Yes, Lord.
Are you willing to know? God, why won't we believe your word? You shall, I don't care how wise you get. You shall in no wise. Five were wise, all virgins. There are three things God told me. Well, we don't believe you. I know that. I know you. Even now, you don't believe how angry God is.
Amen.
If you heard me on the radio at prayer time, I brought up a story. Give me one reason. Hey, R.G., yeah? Give me one reason why I should not kill every one of these. Not them out there, the ones right here. Give me one reason. And to make sure I got the message.
Jesus.
Give me one reason why I shouldn't kill you. Or you fools. See, I feel the anger of God. It's towards me. Search me, O God. See if there be any. Boy, he had no trouble finding him. A wicked way.
Yes, Lord.
Because my way is wicked.
Amen.
I did it my way. Go ahead. I've been at it now for an hour. Almost 2 hours. I've had to labor every minute. Labors.
Thank you.
Harvest is ripe. Labors. Sure can use the rest. Got to labor.
Yes, Lord.
To enter in. See, I quote, start quoting scripture, and some of you folk, I don't, it's no wonder you're half dead. You don't have the word of God in you. Those words are life.
Hallelujah. Glory.
They're not death.
No. Hallelujah.
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 Oh.
Let the word of life of Christ dwell in you. It'll make you rich. It will have no sorrow to it.
Thank you, Father.
Don't look at me like that. I'm not afraid of you. There's nothing you can do to me. Just hate some more. Get bitter again. What more can this world do to me? Throw me back in jail? What more can you say about me? Sure would be good. There are three things I'm going to do with you. He's done two of them.
Amen. Hallelujah.
And he who hath begun an end time finishing work in you, he will perform it. Until the day of Jesus Christ. And if you don't watch and pray, then you won't know about the day. The night cometh which precedes the day. Watch men, what of the day? What time of the night is it? I'll show you. Look at me. I'll show you. At a time when we should be rejoicing,
amen.
We're downcast.
Yeah.
promise made. No matter what you hear, God will take care of you. Beneath his wings of love abide. God will take care of you. God will take care of you through every day. Along the way, they didn't know their God. Wow. Word after word after word after word after word. I heard. But I heard. That's what he's telling me. He says, I heard. I heard. I heard.
My Lord. Oh, God. Bless you, Jesus. Thank you.
Lord. Thank you. Lord. Thank you. Hallelujah. Angry. Someone send you to China. Where were you? Anybody around when I went to China? When I think of that. Because when I got in Hong Kong, I was told we're not sending you in. Do any good? Oh, remind me.
Oh, yes, dear Lord.
Go back.
Show me where you brought me from.
Yes, Lord.
I doubt whether any of you would have even thought of making that trip with $2,000. I didn't have any money. Or maybe you think $2,000. I took all the money we had here, in debt, owed a lot of money for this ministry. I didn't know that. I didn't know that. I even told you when I got back. I even told you. Maybe you were not here that time, but I reiterate this story to you over and over and over and over again. We had a young couple here named Frank and Becky. Y'all heard about Frank. Are you getting angry before so we can throw them out? They just won't make any effort at all. They're such a stiff neck, stubborn. I wonder what would make God happy today.
The Lord
inhabits the praises. He will dwell where people praise him. I went to China, got in. You know the story. You know, when that young man walked through that door, he was literally pulling his hair out. Get the grit off your face! I still remember his words. And the reason I mentioned Chinese, because we're in Hong Kong.
Right.
And Chinese live in Hong Kong. We have been turned down. You expect me to believe you? Yes. Nope. You got it all wrong when you came here. We didn't come to stay. We're just passing through. Somebody! I forget the young man's name who was in charge of the open doors over there at that time. He's the one that told me you can't stay here. Now, you usually tell that story. When I got to Hong Kong, because open doors was the ones that was opening the door for me to go to China. Dead. And you know that Jesus was the one who was opening the door. But we just don't get it. We had no place to stay. Because I wasn't going to stay in one of those, I don't know what you call it, but a hotel. That's what was advertised. You know what, people? All you got to do is sit there and look at me. I got to look at all of you. I hope my face is telling you about God. I want them to see my face. I got to think about that sermon that shook the world for a while. Sinners in the hands of an angry God. And God is angry. What an incident, huh? That this primitive preacher preached a message that has gone down in the laurels of historydom. Anybody read it? How did it start out? He went on down the line, began to show them how sinful they were. And the Holy Ghost backed them up. When's the last time the Holy Ghost moved on you? When's the last time you moved in the Holy Ghost? In Him we live. In Him we do. How do you talk to God?
Oh, yes, Lord.
I've learned not to talk to Him too much, but let Him talk.
Amen. Hallelujah.
And boy, was He angry last night. He was angry. Because God is angry, the wicked, wicked. And the wickedness of man is great in all the earth. Because every imagination.
Oh, yes, Lord.
Wicked imaginations. But I thought.
Oh God. Oh, bless you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Glory.
See, I'd like to say something to you, but you don't have it. You just don't have the sensitivity or the understanding. Remember, now you won't. Consider, now you won't.
Oh God.
Beware.
Hallelujah. Glory to God.
The final judgment's coming. You know where it begins? Can you see the judgment that God has for the world? You know where it begins? Whose house we are.
Amen.
Think God's going to judge people like Mr. Trump and, or like all these world leaders without first judging?
Yes, Lord. Oh, God.
And you know folks don't know I'm being judged.
Amen. Oh, yes.
And it begins here. Where did my judgment come from? The house of God. Judge you. Well, you ain't doing right. You are right. I never do right.
Amen. Hallelujah. Glory.
It's not by
glory.
Works of righteousness that I have done.
Yes, Lord.
Why am I telling you the story about China and then the Soviet Union? Why am I telling you that? You judge. Absolutely. 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 You tell me how I'm going to get to see the Pope of Rome. How to get to China. How to get to the Soviet Union. How to get from my house down there up here this morning. I must have talked to you people these last 3 years over and over again, quoting the words, the time of my departure.
Oh, yes, Lord.
Is at hand. Beautiful, huh? I have fought.
Glory, God.
would fight. They didn't fight with some of you beasts. Some of you old carnal nature people who speak with your carnal mind. But I've kept the faith. The faith that was once delivered unto me when I was a 16-year-old kid. Somebody! Whatever God begins, He's going to end. And He's been down a good finishing work in me. And He's going to finish it! I cure your wrath, your anger, your rage. That's not what you do. He said, I let you do it. You know what kind of price I had paid because I let you folk do what you do to me? And all I do is let you serve me. That's all. And but you ain't grateful. Damn fool. You mean God's not grateful because you serve Him? Huh? And when you don't serve Him right, He gets angry at you. He ain't doing you right, is He? We are still in a year. We are still in the year. We are still in the year when all the fall feasts, the end of the fall feasts, there won't be any more. It's going to be the end of the fall. I won't be falling anymore. Amen. This time I'm going to fall on Jesus. Amen. And if He has to, He'll bear the cross alone, even with me on it. Boy, oh boy! Your pity party doesn't work.
No. Amen.
But I did this, or I do that, or I do this, or I do that. And I don't get appreciated. Well, we left all to follow you, prophet. Who are we following? Won't answer me. I told you, when I die, within 6 months, Jesus will come. And if He doesn't come, you will never hear of Christ coming again. This is the end. Little children, it is the last time an Antichrist must come. Even now, are there many Antichrists sitting right on your shoulder? Not by works of righteousness,
by the washing of regeneration, and the renewing of the Holy Spirit.
Not by works
of righteousness which we have, according to His mercy He saved us, by the washing of regeneration and the renewing of the Holy Ghost.
And not by works
of righteousness which we have done, according to His mercy.
say,
oh yes, hallelujah, hallelujah, glory.
They will kill you.
Yes.
They will even destroy you.
Yes.
And say they're doing God a service. Wicked, wicked, and God is angry with presumptuous are they, self-willed, not afraid to speak evil of those who God has dignified. Then say that. What does it say? What you write to me about John? You wrote me an email about John. Hey, hello there. You wrote me a little text message. You, about John. And you know I've long related to John. Oh, I didn't know that. I didn't know that. But Son of the Most High, about Patterson, John. There was none like him. So God brings you somebody who's like John. Hey! Get out, folk! Get the hell out of this place. Get out! You're nothing but a pure, rebellious, stubborn people. I send you to a rebellious house. That's you!
Amen. Oh, yes, Lord.
Oh,
Lord.
Yes, God. That's you!
Yes,
God. You got it? Get up here. Read that in that New Zealand language.
And thou, child, shall be called the prophet of the highest, for thou shalt go before the face of the Lord to prepare his ways.
Hallelujah.
To give to them that sit in darkness and in the shadow of death, to guide our feet into the way of peace. Dear Brother Steer, the highest prophet.
That means the prophet of the Most High.
Amen.
I wish somebody in this house.
Thank you, Lord.
For you to fire people. I remember in Boston. One morning, I stepped over to the side here, and there was a young woman sitting there. Couldn't look at her too well, because she sure didn't look good. I told her about a condition within her body, and she began to cry. I prayed for her, I said, you'll be healed. And she looked up at me, she says, I want to sing for the ministry.
Amen. My Lord.
She probably listened this morning. She listened to this one. Well, she don't hear what she listens. She's like you. You listen, but you don't hear. And then God actually brought that. She has sung for this ministry in China, in India, all over America, in the Soviet Union. And you folks sit there like a bunch of dumb deadheads. Just like her. Dead. I still remember we went to Moscow. I told you folk how I spent many days right down there by the go pen. Because she was 8 1/2 months pregnant.
Amen.
With my little girl. And because she was short, she was big. Look! Get out! Cast this pearl before a bunch of swine again. Just rend me. Whew. What a generation. It's been at least 5 years that I told you we are in the Esau generation. And Esau sought a place of repentance. This generation are not even seeking a place of repentance. If Esau would have repented and found it, he'd be number with the saints. God bless. God bless. No fear. Don't worry about old Baker hearing that. You're going to shut that satellite down. long time ago. There's not many people listening. Oh, I even told you that. I must decrease. And he must increase. And you watch it happen. And I can tell you about it, you sit there. How much was the mail the other day? How much? $163, 2 days' mail. Hello? And God is angry!
Oh, yes, Lord.
And God is angry!
Yes, Lord.
It's amazing how you people just don't get it.
Lord. Oh.
You actually think you're going to show anger towards me and God's not going to take it out on you?
Oh, yes.
Now, we talked about these Jews. Yes, I have. I mentioned in the broadcast several times this week. Oh, don't you dare go out here and tell the people that the Jews killed Jesus. They don't like that. No, they don't. And we try to pacify them. Hey, you Jews worldwide, you crucified the Holy One of Israel. Not of the Gentiles. Pilate said, behold, your king. Why are you sitting there like that? Don't you know you are Israel? Oh, remind me. See how quick I fit?
Amen. Right.
Florida. Teresa was sitting with me in Moscow. The more I look at you, the angrier I get. Because you people are hard. Well, we're not going to make you look good.
Okay.
Somebody came down in the yard and tapped us on the shoulders. Was the priest showing us? Place was packed with Russian Jews, Russian Christians. Boy, your comprehension, your ability to just close your eyes and see this. I can see it. Eyes and see not. Ears and hear not. The next one. And a heart that perceives or don't understand. How spiritual are you? Why am I telling you this story? We went upstairs to the pastor's office. We're in Moscow, in the First Baptist Church, the place where Billy Graham preached, where others have preached. I didn't go there to preach. He left his throne in glory and counted it but loss. Came down, became poor, that we through his poverty might be made rich. Sat down across from the pastor. Fine looking man. Said, how are you doing, Brother Terry? You know my name? She's doing all right, Teresa? See, there you said. We were not famous people. I said, how do you know my name? Why, so I lived for many years in New York. I was an undercover man. She said, you preach a lot in New York. I feel like throwing a pot at y'all. I know this is exactly what you're doing. Why are you telling us that? Just trying to make yourself look good. Impossible.
Hallelujah. Glory to God.
Then look at Teresa. Do you want to sing a song? Now, this is the reason why.
All right.
I'm telling you the story. Sure. She wanted to sing for the ministry. So she goes, the organ was up in the balcony in the back. That's where they had the music. They stood on that side, the Hammond organ. They took Teresa up there. She found her bearings, then she started to sing. Because he
I invade tomorrow, because he lives.
Yes, Lord.
All here is.
handful of people.
Oh, hallelujah!
Jesus died alone.
Yes, Lord.
There was no protest when they walked by and wagged their head.
Glory. Glory.
The rest of God is standing nearby.
Glory.
He saved others, but not one of them said, I'm one of them.
Glory.
Not a one.
Glory.
Glory. Not one said, I'm one he saved. If you folk know what you're shouting about. And all you folk that I haven't taken call this morning, we're still with you right there. See, and I try to tell you. Well, we don't quite believe you. I can't come because I married a wife or married a husband. I got 4 or 5 kids.
Glory.
And that's what I deal with.
Glory. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah.
I'd like to come down and live with you right there. Can I join the community? No! No!
Okay.
You cannot join the community. No! No! But there's room here for you. But you're not going to join. I'm all alone. I live in a trailer house. I got me a little check coming in. I want to come down there. Can you tell me about the community? Are you listening this morning? Probably not. Boy, I'll tell you what. If I really wanted to go to heaven, I'd be somewhere listening. Well, it's amazing, you got folks sitting right in front of you, and they're not listening. Hello?
This is Chance from Montclair, New Jersey. I'm listening, brother.
Okay.
Hallelujah.
What would you do with that? If Jesus would come right now to her and she has children, and they're not ready, or they're not destined for heaven, would she say, wait a little longer, Lord? Now, She's going to come, she said. Then you folk, you won't budge an inch, will you? She's a pretty girl, too. You thought I'd latch on to that one. What a wicked generation. Evil surmising. Presumptuous are they. How do you get them out of that mess? How is Jesus going to take them into the kingdom? You won't answer me, will you? And this week I just changed my insert. We're not getting over flooded. Sister, she called because she heard me. Her sister's coming. And just as soon as I mentioned that, she could stay with her. She didn't say no, but I could see her spirit. She'd rather not. See, that's my problem. Somebody comes, that's God's problem. I got to go and prepare a place for this one. See, you won't buy that. See, I go to prepare a place. Are you satisfied with that place?
Hello.
Are you content with what I give you?
Right.
It really is sad. We have places. All right, you wise guys. Go count how many bed spaces we have. Beds already made. Go ahead. Somebody make sure you give me the count. We'll know how many places we have. We got a hay barn full of hay. See, we're born with the sheep. We just don't think that way, God. This damn America convinced us that this was heaven, and we don't want to leave here. And God is angry with the wicked tomorrow. Look at my face. I don't want to. Look at my face. Look. What do you see? I want you to show my people how angry I am. Because among my people, there is wickedness, so great for showing their wickedness, because they got to understand the wicked
Amen.
Shall be turned into hell.
Amen.
I don't believe in hell. Good. I do know this. Hell has enlarged itself to make room for you. You better get the fear of God on you.
Yes, Lord.
I'm serious. Okay, do what you want, fools. Oh, your pity looks on your faces. I don't need your pity.
No, amen. Hallelujah.
Lord. How many times have I stood before you people and tell you I'm afraid to leave? Why? Because of your opinions? Oh, you sit there and say, until like, I get away from you, then you make a comment to someone else. Then you murmur.
Oh, God.
Even though you quote to him 1,000 times. Neither!
Hallelujah.
Murmur!
Ye!
Hallelujah. As some of them, and so you won't even quote it, will you?
Hallelujah.
Will you?
Hallelujah. Thank
you, Lord. Oh, God. Every time I come up here like this, I think about that preacher out here in Cottyville. He dropped dead while he's preaching. Wow. Woo! Ah.
Lord, thank you,
I have a desire to depart. And maybe you won't go with me. So I want to see your face
Yes. No
more.
All right. Hallelujah. Glory to God.
You got a blessing too.
Yes.
Want to see mine no more. Isn't this something? Nobody knows what I'm looking for.
For I am having a desire to depart to Christ, is far better. Nevertheless, to abide in the flesh
Yes.
is more needful.
Hallelujah.
And having this confidence, I know that I shall abide with you all, furtherance the joy of faith, that your rejoicing may be more abundant in Jesus Christ.
That's a good verse, but that's not where Paul said I'm going to Jerusalem. Boy, you folk are so far away from revelation truth. There you go. Mr. Revelation. Paul was being tried by the Jews. He was in front of a king with Agrippa, was it? Cephas, and he said, look, I don't want to judge you on this matter. Let the Jews judge you. Paul said, no. Let this bunch judge me. No way.
Amen.
But I stand before that judgment for you. Boy, when I preach to you people, and because you don't know the stories, he said, I appeal to Caesar. I'm not going to let these Jews judge me. And remember what the king said to him?
Yeah.
Aren't you folks ashamed that you don't know these incidences? I got to please the Jews, but he's also a Caesar servant. Paul said, I appeal to Caesar. A guy slapped his mouth. So what are you doing? That's a Roman citizens, to have that option to appeal to Caesar, you got to be a Roman. I didn't know that about that. I didn't know that. Look at the way he slapped off his face. So what did he do, claiming a benefit of being a Roman? He said, with a great sum.
Hallelujah.
Boy, nobody in this damn house knows the word of God, do you? I start quoting and you still listen. And the powerful words here. The Roman soldier said, with a great sum, I paid a good price for this freedom. And Paul said, I was free born. Wow! Wow! Wow!
Glory!
actually took priority over the Roman soldier. The old king sat down and said, man, if this guy hadn't appealed to Caesar, I could have actually let him go. And I said to the Israelites, don't touch him. Wow. I wish I could show you your faces. I really do. I do the best I can, but this guy appealed to Caesar, and he's a Roman citizen. That's one of his rights. Why won't you respond? Well, I didn't say that. Read it! Read it! Well, if this guy hadn't appealed to Caesar, I could have let him go. And the Romans wouldn't have touched him, or the Israelites. That, too, has a part to do with us. 2 years. They sent him to Rome. You know the story. Snake bit him, lost his ship. And the angel said, fear not, Paul, for you must. What do I got to do, God? I just move him. And it's just there. I'm going to call it quits, Lord. What a remarkable story. He got to Rome, put him on a docket, put him on probation.
Oh, bless you.
Such a remarkable story. He was able to pay
his own rent. Amen. Amen.
Where
are you going to keep? Well, we put
him
in a dungeon. We'll
give him probation. The soldier guided him in night. Amen. The story of the countenance of every soldier in time with Paul. They liked him.
Amen. Amen.
Being on probation with him in his own high house.
Right.
Hallelujah. He already
stayed in the religious. Yeah.
Amen.
Amen.
Thank
you. Yes,
Lord.
Thank you.
Hallelujah.
All right, Paul, come on. Praise God. You got a right. Had a right standing before that judge. Paul said, I'm going to Jerusalem. The faithful few cried, no. No, he said, I'm going. And he used a phrase like this. You will see my face no more. I'm going to go to Jerusalem. And you're going to see my face no more.
Thank you, Jesus.
Won't that be wonderful? I think so. Shall we stand? I can go through this every day, you folk. When you hear me start to quote a scripture, all you brothers who have learned how to use that book should go right and look for it.
Amen.
Are you going to tell us it's not in there?
Amen.
Paul says, you will see my face no more.
Hallelujah.
But the next face you're going to see,
Jesus.
And I tell you what I'm going to do. I'm going to look upon his face with you.
Amen.
I hope. God bless you. Next week, this time, will be a Passover.
Thank you, Father.
Sycamore tree said, the sycamore has fallen. What does that portend? What we see is defiance, not repentance.